The following podcast has been paid for by the IWC Nation.
And we're back! Welcome back to the IWC Nation podcast, guys. Special episode today. Me and my co-host Jason are here with special guest Ziggy Dice of NWA
fame. Hello, World Wide Web.
All right, well, I'm going to kind of let Jason take the reins right now, we're going to interview Ziggy a little bit, and then we're going to watch a couple of his matches. This should be fun. Do a little clowning.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. We're pretty excited about this after we watched it. So,
after I sent you the one link, I haven't seen that match, both of the matches that we had talked about at all in a very long time. So, it'll be interesting to see.
Oh, the second one, there's a spot I'm very particularly thought was just genius. And it's so simple, but we'll get to it. I just want to plug your band real quick, Heart to Heart, with Pure Noise Records. I mean, I think that's really cool.
We just signed to In Vogue Records. Our last release was on Pure Noise. We got Heartbreaker coming out this Valentine's Day on In Vogue Records. And we got another song dropping next week, off that before the release. But we released Insufferable 2 weeks ago, which you can listen to right now. Just search Heart to Heart Insufferable. It's everywhere.
Fuck yeah.
Yep, and they're on Twitter too. It's really easy to find. So,
you know what? Speaking of which, I've been on the phone with Twitter all morning. I have been locked out of the Heart to Heart Twitter for 4 years now.
Holy crap.
So check this out. I have the password to get in, but it wants me to change my password because they suspected a suspicious activity, but it won't let me change my password within the app. They want to send it to an old email from 10 years ago that I don't have access to.
What?
Yeah, so I've been battling them all morning on this, and I get the same reply every time.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, their customer service is awful.
Thank you, Twitter.
Yeah, their customer service is awful. I've had issues when I got locked out of my account.
Dude, and then you can't get a hold of anybody. You have to, you know, go through this generated corny...
Well, technically, I'm on my second account.
You're on your third account.
Oh, I'm on my third account? No. Well, I used to I have a really big mouth, and so I still do. It caused some problems.
Stay less. I got
you. Yeah, so I've just, you know, I've decided that, you know, especially with on the podcast Twitter, I definitely should not comment on politics or things of that nature. It's just not a good idea.
Yeah,
so,
no thinly veiled threats to congressmen or anything like that.
That wasn't a threat. All right.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, whoever else is calling.
Yeah, whoever's
you're
calling
not getting
me.
Through.
You're not getting through. Fuck off. So. So anyways, we're at 0-0 for those of us, those listening. It's Ziggy Dice versus...
No, this isn't the right...
Oh, we're on the right...
No, it's Ziggy Dice versus Ryan Phoenix.
Hold on. Let me ask, am I going to be able to watch with you guys?
So yeah, you're going to want to queue up the video, and then okay. we'll do like a countdown.
Yeah, that's usually how we do it.
Okay, let me get set.
We have everybody get to 0-0, and then we do a countdown, and then we start it.
Basically just ripping off Conrad Thompson's whole model, but
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, but he had, but you know, he used, but he has Tony Schiavone's wife come on. They have a whole thing about it. They make it very creative. We're just basic as shit.
Oh yeah, it's a shitty little podcast. That's, yeah, that's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about. I'm gonna do the same so I can,
yeah, go ahead.
There we go. Perfect.
All
right.
The audio's good on YouTube. I have no idea.
It should be. I mean, we've had David and every other people through audio on the phone, and it's came out perfect.
Yeah, that's how Jake's done every episode.
Yeah, Jake's been on every episode because we do NWA Power watch-alongs. We've done three so far, and our buddy calls in from Phoenix, and we watch. He's not even a wrestling fan at all, so like we've got him hooked through NWA. So it's pretty cool. Like, it's fun hearing him because he just doesn't... I mean, the last time he probably watched wrestling was maybe Ultimate Warrior, Hogan-type stuff, so... Yeah, so it worked out perfectly. Are you ready to go, Ziggy?
All ready. Before we start...
Yes.
Before we start, okay?
All right.
Okay? This is my first singles match ever.
How long have you been wrestling at this point? Like, training?
Oh, I just graduated, like, from Black and Brave... five months in maybe, I had a battle royal the month before as my debut, And here we are, Zicky Dice versus Ryan Phoenix.
Love your dog. We have a pit. I have a pit bull.
That's Ric Flair. That's Ric Flair.
That's fucking amazing. My pit bull's name's Diamond.
That's so sick.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. I got her through a rescue because a veteran buddy of mine I served with runs a rescue, and the VA's been pushing me to get a dog for the PTSD, and it was the best decision I ever made, to be honest.
Oh, she's a dude, sweetheart. I just got Ric Flair is now my emotional support animal, so he helps me with my PTSD, my anxiety, and my depression. He's the homie.
That's awesome.
Pain in the ass at times, but he's the homie.
Yeah, oh yeah. She's that's one thing about pit bulls I want to plug in real quick. They are not what people make them out to be. I have a 13-year-old and 9-year-old, and they are perfect with her. She is the biggest fucking baby you've ever met.
Dude, now you know what? Before we get into this match, now that you bring that up, that's a good case. And I just saw an incident back home from my hometown. This guy had kicked a pit bull this lady had. It was a service dog. He kicked the pit bull and punched the lady in the face.
What the fuck?
Yes. And he blames the whole thing on the dog being a pit bull because he said that he hates pit bulls and pit bulls can't be a service animal. Now, let me reiterate what you just said. Wow. I have met some of the most loving pit bulls in the world.
Yeah.
And matter of fact, chihuahuas attack more than pit bulls.
Yo, yeah. Chihuahuas, oh, yeah. My parents had Pomeranians. Those little fuckers would nip at everybody.
Yeah. And, dude, my mom got bit by a chihuahua not too long ago. I'm dead serious.
Yeah, they got, and people don't realize, they have sharp little teeny jagged teeth, so that shit will actually dig at you.
Dude, and I have met, some of the best dogs I've met were pit bulls. I've had pit bulls before in the past. They are great dogs, so
let's just
get that stigma and idea.
And what made me sad is she's 9 years old, and her old owner's overbred her, so she has really bad hip displacement.
Oh, horrible.
Horrible. I mean, you can just tell it hurts for her to walk. It's really sad. But she they were gonna put her down until my buddy called me like 2 hours before and was like, can you take her? I was like, yes.
Yeah, definitely don't put her
down. Like, I was like, Jesus Christ, they were just gonna kill her. Like, it just fucking blows my mind.
It's sick. It's sick. It is.
But shifting gears back to the wrestling.
SCW is they used to be called Scott County Wrestling at the time, but now it's just SCW. But that is
where they based out of?
This match is in, oh God, I should know. This is at the Walcott Coliseum in Walcott, Iowa.
Iowa.
This is the Black and Braves Wrestling School.
So okay, Black, yeah. I know Merrick Seth Rollins Brave. Runs that, helps run that with Merrick Brave as well.
Yeah, correct? Merrick Brave, Crotch. So here we are. This is SCW, and I'm ready whenever you are.
Okay, so for the people listening, go ahead, pull up your YouTube. You're gonna pull up Zicky Dice versus Ryan Phoenix. Everybody's at 0-0, all dubbed up, and I'm gonna count down 3-2-1. After that, I'm gonna say go. On go, he will hit play. So, 3-2-1, go. And here we are.
There we go. Wow.
Oh, there he is.
Man, yeah. I gotta say, I could tell you've lost some weight since then.
Right. That music was custom made. That's my old custom song. It's still on YouTube.
That's awesome.
Look at that. I got white like dress pants.
Just a plain red sleeveless T-shirt. No, there's something on it.
You almost look like Kevin Steen from a distance. I'm not even. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of. I mean, once I look closer and see the tattoos, it's obvious. But at first glance, you can. Whoa! Look at that.
From one sleeveless shirt to another.
Oh, the black. The black. What is this? Miami Vice.
Under, you got the singlet under. Oh man, I was chunks.
Oh man.
Yeah. That's what. And your beard. And your beard too. I mean,
Phoenix is one of the coolest dudes. I just saw him a few months ago. I love him to death.
I'm digging his capri pants.
Yeah, yeah. It kind of reminds me of early CM Punk when he always wore something similar.
Here we go. Whoa. This is so funny.
This is crazy. Like, I mean, it's just night and day. Looking at you right now, this is night and day. Because my first, you know, I think I came across the Prestige match of yours a while ago. And that's my first introduction. And then I saw you on NWA, and I immediately was hooked.
Thank you.
It's just great. I mean, one of the things I got into wrestling was just the people who 110% put themselves into their gimmick, and you could easily tell that you were doing that. And it was just fantastic.
This is like first at the start, like, I was like this casino pit boss type vibe. That's what I'm going for.
I was gonna say, I wasn't sure if that was it or a bouncer for a strip club.
That makes the pants make a lot more sense.
Yeah.
The pants. Like, people were yelling like Bray Wyatt things at me, like towards the end. I could see that.
And then there's that. Yeah. There's the kneeling.
Okay. So they started chanting it there. So that's why I was like, let me play.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, you got to feed it. That's good. I like it. Dude, and Bray Wyatt to me is just, he's a genius. The guy's promo work is top notch.
He's great. Oh, he's great.
His booking has always been suspect. But now he's finally, I think he's doing all right. I mean, I'm still worried. But.
What a terrible lockup by Zicky Dice.
Oh, yeah. Oof.
Pulling my hair. My brown hair. I can't say the last time I had brown hair.
I was going to point it out. I was like, man, when's the last time you had the hairstyle or hair color? Because I just don't even... I can't even think of a match I've seen other than this one.
I think I've been dying it for bleaching it for 2 years now.
Well, and another thing, like, this is just a good example of, you know, anybody that thinks they're getting into wrestling with their gimmick 100%, like, outlined and knowing where they're going, that's not the case. I mean, you definitely, clearly, it took you some navigation to get where you're at.
You gotta find your character.
Still navigating, to be honest. Like, I just added the outlandish, like, word to the... To the brand, like, not too long ago, so I'm still messing with that as we go. So I can't speak for Zicky Dice. Me and him don't get along. Nick and Zicky don't get along.
Oh yeah, I can imagine. And that's what makes you such a, you know, at least eventually you'll become a good heel, is because you know how to play that. You got it. But
sorry, I gotta lock children out of the studio.
Yeah, I was gonna say I got two kids, so.
I could see on Gwen's face she had nothing but mischievous thoughts going on.
It's just funny seeing this as your first match.
It looks like a totally different person.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know that. Looking at you right now on the FaceTime, it just blows my mind how much you've changed.
Whoa.
Oh.
There we go. All right.
I like that. See, I like that. That was good.
A little. I mean, it looked like it was in slow-mo for a second, but.
Oh.
Oh, God.
What a.
You like, yeah. You like, I was going to say, you like stuttered. You stuttered. You're like,
I'm dying right
now. Oh, man. That was great.
What a dropkick by.
Foot almost Zicky missed the rope there.
Yeah. Oh. She's like, oh, what happened? That's one thing I love about indie shows is the crowd interaction is always great. Like, it's just funny.
Especially in Iowa. I'll tell you this. I'm actually returning to SCW at the end of February for the first time in years, and I can't
wait.
Awesome.
Oh, that's awesome. Way, oh!
That was a bump right there. Shout out to Ryan for making that happen.
Yeah.
That's just like dance floor, right?
Yeah, that's just a dance floor.
That's just... your normal party floor.
Oof. Oh. No, get that. Yeah, that hurt. You know that hurt.
Pretty sure there's a wedding right before the show.
That's awesome.
You know what? I would love to have a wrestling match at my wedding.
That'd be brilliant. I mean, people come out to Stone Cold music and other stuff all the time.
If I had the money, I'd book Joey Ryan for my wedding.
Oh, yeah.
Just wrestle your wife.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that would be good. Just have her pick you up, put you in an F5 or something. That'd be fucking hilarious.
All right. Looks like we're getting the halfway point. Zicky's down.
Yeah, he's not.
Showing
he's not doing too well.
Off,
he is. He's clutching his chest. He's.
That's probably because he's exhausted.
I was gonna say, yeah, you keeled over because you're out of breath.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I mean, how was that? Your cardio versus. I mean, now it's got to be.
Oh, dude. There was one time. I'm so glad you brought that up. It was actually at an SCW show. My buddy Eddie. Came up to me in the back, and I was like gagging and huffing and puffing. He was like, "Are you all right? I'm legit like concerned about you. Like, I would be able to keep my cool." What terrible punches!
That was nice.
That was good. The sell and the drop kick. I like
be
that.
I was able to keep my cool in the ring, but I get to the back and I would just like want to throw up and just be out of shit, and it was not fun. Let me tell you that.
That's how it would be if I tried.
I did CrossFit one day and I threw up like afterwards. Fucking could. Like, I know Seth Rollins is a maniac in that regard.
I thought about CrossFit one time and I threw up.
We had to do CrossFit while we were training.
Burpees is like the devil. They're the devil.
I always say before I do them, whoever invented them is terrible.
Yeah, they really just don't. They just love human misery because I mean we had to do them in the military, Navy too, but it just once I went to CrossFit, it was like it was an integral part that was just put in. That was good.
Wow!
It's just it's crazy how long ago was this again? Two years?
This was 2015.
Or 2015? Oh, 5 years!
This
wow.
is September of 2015.
That's insane.
So much can change in 5 years, and you say you're like still navigating the character, but I'll be honest, it comes off on screen like you know exactly where you're going with it. You've got.
I feel like you always have to be.
You always got to be navigating. That's the thing. Always learning, always evolving. Always.
That's why Jericho is still relevant. I mean, that's why Jericho is.
Look at how many different Jerichos there's been.
Yeah. I mean... Oh.
Okay. All right.
All right, well,
those were a little light, but...
A little light, but...
Yeah, a few little queefs there.
Yeah. Oh, man. The lumbering.
All right.
That was good. Right. And he sold well.
Zicky looks proud of himself, too.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, yeah. I'm sure he was. He's tight now. The pants haven't ripped
out. Yeah, I was going to say, I've been wondering that, because he looked tight in some spots.
Right now, right here, it kind of looks like when your bathing suit is riding up from air bubbles.
Yeah.
I think I got those pants for like a whopping like $12.
That's perfect. Yeah, I said it to him the first time I mentioned him to you. I was like, you know, he looks like he ran into a Goodwill in the 80s and bought his clothes.
Perfect.
Yep. Wait till you see. I hope my shirts come in time. I'm going to check the mail every day before I catch my flight to Atlanta. I just ordered the... most outlandish shirts I could find.
That's great.
Website in the UK. This website I found is in the UK. And, dude, they make everything is limited edition because they use rare fabrics. And they
together. That's awesome.
I have my shout out to my best friend, Amira. She helps me find some swag here and there. She's like, well, what am I looking for? I'm like, something you would never want to see any guy
using. Yeah, exactly.
I got you.
Just
go extreme.
Just go extreme. Well, I described you. I'm like, you know, Zicky Dice reminds me of Vicky if Miami Vice became a wrestler.
That's it. That's it right there.
Here we go. Where's he going to go with this?
Where's he going with it?
Nicely done. Didn't drop him on his head.
Hulked out. Was that a little Roman?
It was a little something. It was a little, I'm generic and I don't know what the hell I'm doing right now. Oh, shit, I didn't know
that.
Okay.
We'll turn around.
Yeah, well.
See, I like that. That was good. I like the bounce suplex. That's the rebound suplex. That's cool.
Bring that back. I forgot about that.
That's a good one. It's just a good, simple spot. I love it. And it's definitely not overused because I don't see it that often. So,
you know what? I might have to bust that out this weekend.
That'd be great. And
he's going top rope.
He's going. He kicked the ref. That son of a bitch.
Oh my god!
And he got nutted too.
That was the first time I took a post to the gooch.
Ooh.
I was sore for 2 months. I didn't put my feet down. I had the post right down Main Street.
No.
He took you a little far into the ropes there.
Wow. Yeah, you look like you're laying on your shoulder and part of your neck on that one.
So you got a torn gooch. You just got...
Welcome to the business, kid.
Goddamn. Yeah. You take a fucking blunt shot to your gooch, and then you get dropped on your neck.
That gooch was sore for, I'm not kidding you, 2 months. It was hard for me to walk, sit, squat, shit.
Oh, yeah, especially shitting. I can imagine that was awful.
Good Lord. You know what? Ryan Phoenix goes by, now that I'm seeing Ryan Phoenix, I'm drawing a blank on his, Waylon Beck. Waylon Beck, and I wrestled with him a lot in Dreamwave Wrestling out of Illinois. They actually just returned. That's where I proposed to my fiance in October. But he's great, man. He's really good. And just watching this match back, I could tell that he slowed down a lot for me to figure out what the hell I was doing.
Yeah, I noticed that too. He definitely was working with you more in the match, and honestly, you could tell. And then you got more comfortable as the match went along. I noticed.
Yeah, yeah. It's funny to see that now because sometimes, like Even now, even before I go out to any of my matches, dude, my heart is pounding like...
I can only imagine. Like, I have bad anxiety issues. I can only imagine what you guys go through.
Oh, I pace... Well, same. I have bad anxiety, too. I don't know about the other guys, but me, I'm pacing back and forth. Sometimes I got my vape in my hand, like...
I have this little clicker thing, and sometimes it spins, and, like, the VA suggested
it. I just found one, and I think my fiance misplaced it, but I wanted to find one of those again. I think that'd be good for me to spin.
Yeah, it's a small little thing, and it goes right in your hand. You can click it, you can spin it.
And sometimes I feel that, like, people think in the locker room maybe that I don't want to talk to them or I don't want to be around the locker room. It's not that. It's just I don't sit still well.
Yeah, me neither.
I like to be, like, when I'm at the airport before flights, I'm walking to the bathroom, going to get a drink, I'm walking around. I don't like to sit still, you know, like, it's hard.
Yeah, as I tell people, you know, when you spend 10 hours on a gun mount watch every day for a few months, you don't like sitting still very much.
Yeah, I can't sit still unless I'm playing video games.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah, and that's because I'm engaged in what's going on the screen, so I'm not even thinking about the fact that I'm sitting.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But,
All right, what's the second match
we're going to The second match we're doing is Zicky Dice versus King... Was it Kingpin?
I don't know if I can find that one.
No, it's the Zicky Dice versus... It's Blackcraft Wrestling. It's...
Was it KTB?
KTB, that's who... Yeah.
By the way, when I type in Zicky Dice versus and then the letter K, the first thing that came up was Habib. So I hope you don't ever fight Habib from the UFC because...
I would hate to have to whoop his ass.
Right? I mean, I don't want you to embarrass the man.
Yeah, no. He's got a career to think about.
Okay, so what was
okay,
your name?
Okay, let me ask you this.
Well, no, just go to Zippy's channel. It's like
time out.
Oh, sorry.
Time out.
Okay, that's what I was asking. Are you going to the one on my channel?
Yeah, we're gonna go to the one on your channel.
Yeah.
Okay.
Boom, Zicky Dice.
It's over a couple.
Yeah, it's one that we already started, right? There it is.
There it is. Yeah, Outlander Zicky Dice versus KTB Blackcraft Wrestling.
Rewind a little.
All right, so here there's a little bit of evolution. I miss Blackcraft Wrestling.
Me too.
Dude, this is the first Blackcraft match ever.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
This match was streamed on Revolver Magazine's website, and we had about 500,000 viewers at the time of this match.
That's cool.
The way I got into Blackcraft was... kind of a gamble, too. I had been responding and replying and responding and replying. And my buddy who was trying to get me in, you know, and they even linked up with Black and Brave, and they've done some stuff together. I was like, I need this match. And they were like, where are you located? I said, California. They're like, the show's in Pennsylvania. I said, no one asked that. I said, I'll get myself there if I need to be. And they said, oh, hold on. He's like, they really want a flippy guy for this match. And I was like, dude. I was like, fuck the flippy guy. I was like, bring me in and let me show you what I can do. Give me one opportunity and I promise you will be more entertaining than the flippy guy you got.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
And I got the match and here we are.
Oh yeah. And I mean, just I've already seen this, but you can tell you've started to figure some things out. And there's, like I said, there's a spot in this match that I fucking loved.
How far, I mean, when did this match take place? Because the first one we watched was 2015, so this one...
This might have been a year and a half ago.
Yeah, I was going to say 2018, I think, maybe end of 2018.
So, let's see. So, are you queued up at Zicky?
Yep, he's queued up, 0-0.
All right,
yep.
Everybody, so you're looking up on Zicky's channel, Zicky Dice versus, what was his name?
KTB.
KTB.
KTB from TCW, Kyle the Beast.
There we go. Get it to 0-0, and 3-2-1, go. All right.
You can already tell the dice. I like the dice and the Z. That's great.
This is my custom entrance music. I am still using it to this day.
That's awesome. I love it. I love it. Like, it's great. That's good.
The evolution. The changes is evident.
Oh, yeah, the shirt's good. I love how it's the Outlandish going around. That's great.
I love the earring.
Like I said, you look like Miami Vice decided to wrestle.
Oh, the fucking pink. The pink fucking fanny pack.
Yeah.
That was the debut of the pink fanny. That's the one I still wear to this day.
That's great, yeah.
That is awesome.
That's fantastic. You just gotta love this. This is just great. Oh, what we got? KTB. No, I got into Blackcraft because John Morrison went there, and
That is Johnny
Black Johnny Blackcraft. Tits. I got a Johnny Blackcraft t-shirt. So.
I call it Johnny Black Tits t-shirt because it looks like Johnny's got some nice fucking knockers on
yeah,
the shirt.
Yeah, Johnny does have tits in the on the shirt, but that's beside the point.
So it's Johnny Black Tits.
Yeah, I'm not too familiar with KTB, I'll be honest.
He's from GCW. He's a GCW guy.
Yeah, they said that he was their champion for a while, right?
Yeah, damn, dude, that gear, I had just gotten that ring gear. I just wore that gear this past weekend. Like, the teal on the side is so faded. It looks so fresh here. I look a little bit smaller.
Oh, yeah, you look a lot. You look like you've dropped about 30 pounds, maybe 20.
Yeah, you can definitely see
You can
it.
Definitely notice the size difference.
My total weight loss I lost from when you saw was 70.
Holy that, shit.
Dude. That's impressive. I think I got fatter after that last video, actually. I'm not going to lie.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, I was 265 when I got out of the Navy in 2012. I'm 210 now, so.
I am right now. I'm 225, and I was 290, dude.
Woo! It's a big boy.
Yeah, and that's I didn't notice.
You that's a hoss.
You know, at the doctor's office, I took out my phone and my keys, and I was like, wait a second, the scale went up. I was like, all right.
All right.
What the fuck?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
No, and I love the tattoos too. Like I'm a big tattoo guy, so it just I think it adds a lot of character to the whole.
Hey, I just started working. I got my whole arm agency. We're starting to black it out. We're doing a cover up on the whole right arm.
Oh, that's cool.
So we're doing a
I love that.
I fucking love that. I love the streamer thing. That's brilliant.
Thank you.
That is just great. Like I loved it.
So I've been doing. I did magic for a while in the ring. NWA There's no magic there right now.
Yeah.
So, will we see it? I don't know. We just got to keep watching to figure it out.
Yeah. I definitely think they need to let you do that because I think just that.
They already have the question mark.
Yeah,
silliness is already there.
They have the question mark, so the silliness is already there, and I think it would add a heel element to you in a match that would, you know, it's a cheap thing to do, so it's perfect.
Well, let's be honest here. I've got 2 wins in the NWA. I'm undefeated, and I haven't cheated once yet.
Yeah. Yes. So.
Oh, no.
Oh, there it goes.
Don't worry. Hater button. End call.
Yeah. same thing. But, yeah, you could definitely tell you're way more comfortable here. You just a lot more fluid like that. I love the drop like that. That doesn't get done enough either. Someone doesn't get hung up. It doesn't. It's such a simple thing to do.
You know what's funny is, like, I make my rounds on the weekends. I'm traveling, and, like, I'm mixing stuff up with matches, and I forget that I do some of this stuff, like, honestly.
Oh, I can understand that. I mean, you're trying to, like you said, you're trying to navigate where you're going with your gimmick and your matches, and so I can understand, like, how some things just get slide on the wayside when you're in your repetition of doing things.
Dude, the fresh gear. I gotta get my gear touched up.
Is that a flamingo on the butt?
Yeah, it's flamingo on both sides.
Oh, that's fucking... That's fresh. I love it. Fucking love it. This is great. Yeah.
Dude, and Johnny LaQuasto is on commentary.
Oh!
That was beautiful.
That was Northern Lights suplex with a pin. That was clean.
That's a big boy to be suplexing.
Yeah, and I was going to say, that's a big boy to be hopping over you like that.
Dude, and we got Johnny LaQuasto on commentary, who's now at NXT, and he just commentated 205 now.
Oh, that's cool.
Shout out to the homie there.
That's awesome. Yeah, I don't know what happened with Blackcraft. Did they just go out of business or?
Oh, I'll tell you what happened. Did you hear about the Mania?
I didn't hear about that. No.
Well, luckily for you, it's on. The whole show is on Botchamania. The whole.
Oh, Jesus.
Dude.
Oh, that's bad. Okay, that's bad. If the whole show's on Botchamania, that's bad.
That might actually be a watch-along.
I ended up winning the Battle Royal at the end. They pushed the match back. I'm also the first match of Blackcraft history and the last match of Blackcraft history.
That's some awesome trivia.
Hey,
right
I was going to say, that's some cool little trivia there.
It said, Zicky Dice wins the Blackcraft Battle Royal with the assistance of Riley Madison and the light technician because they turned on the lights to try and empty people out of the show, dude.
Oh my god.
So he gets the assist. I love it.
That's great. Oh, that was Yeah, and you worked the crowd really good in this. Like I said, you clearly have come like a long way since your first match and you're just
the charisma is 1,000% better.
Oh god,
your neck.
Oh god.
Your fucking neck.
I love it.
Oh. That looked great. It also looked like it fucking hurt.
Yeah.
That looks simultaneously great and horrific.
Yeah, the gear is absolutely amazing.
It's so I have it now, but it's not as bright. And like the white boots are brand new right there. So this is like my first bigger match. I'd say for me, like
okay,
getting views and like finally like to the level I wanted to be.
Yeah, and see that's crazy because I watched a lot of Blackcraft and I don't know how I missed you. I liked it. That was cool.
That was dope.
Yeah.
This match, it's funny that we're watching this match. I worked in a special ed classroom for a few years, and my students still watch this match every day. My brother just left the job, but he told me they still watch it every day. One of my students asks if KTB is really a monster and we'll come and get him.
That's great.
That's so awesome.
I love it.
Dude, I'm gonna have to look up more KTB.
The mullet out. This is like the beginning of the mullet growing.
Yeah, I can see it. It's not quite full on mullet. I'm getting there.
I'm digging the facial hair here too.
Yeah, I definitely think it looks a lot cleaner with the shorter beard for you.
Yeah. I might have to do the more of the shadow vibe, the mustache.
Oh, I love the fucking hip thrusty thing. The hip spinning is fucking awesome. Kills me every time.
I love that move.
Such a good move.
I love how there's just cards all over the ring.
So after this, I made that move my finisher after this because I don't want anyone kicking out of that. Like I do, cards come out of nowhere with a spinning neck breaker, you know? Like,
yeah, yeah.
I don't see that anywhere. Why am I should, you know? So after this, I remember I got that advice, like, dude, that move's way too cool to be.
Yeah. And it definitely, like, it stood out to me immediately when I watched doing that triple threat on NWA. And I just, you know, I like original finishers that people don't kick out of. It's kind of nice.
I agree. Oh, wow. Oh,
that was good. Oh, wow! God
damn, KTB.
That is a big guy. You got a lion salt. Holy shit, that was fucking awesome.
Well, that's a hell of a finish.
That was sick.
That was sick.
A lot of saliva in that.
Yeah, there was a lot of spit there. wow, man, I'm going to have to look up more KTB because, I mean, that was good.
Yeah, he's still kicking all the ass, man. I still follow him. I try and chat with him sometimes. I've been trying to. That student I was talking to you about, me and KTB are going to give him a group FaceTime call. That's what we were trying to line up.
That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah, he's still kicking ass, man, and making his rounds and doing the damn thing.
Yeah, I was going to also say about you because I saw your tweet about a shirt design and stuff, and I saw a fan post a picture of you getting nipple twisted by somebody, and I was like, that needs to be a shirt.
I made the post. Like, I have graphic designer buddies, but I go to the same ones. I'm trying to look for like something a little different, you know.
Yeah.
And like when I post, it's like I kind of want to see. Like I'm looking for something. I know they're out there, and I know graphic designers, but I'm looking for something specific. Like,
yeah.
And what I'm looking for is when I was in sixth grade. My family surprised me and my brother to tickets to Anaheim Pond, and we went and saw a WWF event. And
that's cool.
They sold out of Shawn Michaels shirts, and they had one left, and I bought it. It was like an extra large, and I was like in fourth grade, right? So this thing is huge. But the shirt was a black shirt, and it had Shawn's face over the whole thing, but it was like pink pixelated. But you can see his sunglasses and his hair, and it was him like real 80s looking, like
that's awesome. Early
90s looking. That's what I'm looking for someone to do for me.
Okay, because I thought that picture that the person posted, like your facial expression while you're getting your nipples pierced, it's just great.
I haven't even seen that yet. I called you guys first.
Yeah, you should look at it. It's a good quality picture too. I don't know where the person got it from, but it was and I don't know who the other wrestler giving you the nipple twister is, but it's fucking great.
That's so funny. You know what? Let me look while I'm talking to you.
But,
yeah, because I'd buy that shirt.
I would absolutely buy that shirt. I mean, like I said, I bought a shirt with Johnny Black Tits on it. He's looking up the tweet.
Oh, he can still hear us. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So,
We're professionals.
Yeah, we're definitely professionals here. But there was something else I noticed in that Kingpin match that I wanted to point out, and I totally forgot. That just had the
Kingpin.
No, that was the last match.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
The first match.
My bad.
Yeah, because the announcer made a point to say that Dice was going to have his – or no, sorry, Zicky Dice said it before. It was the promo. Sorry, you're right. Because he was talking about having his fingers inside a Kingpin.
Right. I also love the one where you're
I was great.
You're talking directly to Joey Ryan's penis. That was fantastic.
That's fucking great. Yeah.
Damn, I can't see this picture. It's not coming up for me.
Oh, that's... I'll have to look it up. Let me see if I can find
it. Was it on Twitter?
Yeah, it was on Twitter. Oh, damn it.
Did you just close it?
No, I'm looking. I have to look on his Twitter to see if I can find it. Where is it?
I mean, this is such good radio.
Yep, very good stuff here. We're professionals. I can't find it.
I can't even find him tweeting. We're all looking at the same Twitter feed.
I know. That's fucking great.
Welcome to the IWC Nation. Looks at a Twitter feed.
Yep, looks. I can't find it. That sucks. I should have saved it.
Yeah, I have no idea who it was.
Yeah, I didn't either. Damn it.
Damn. We'll find it.
Yeah, we'll have to look later. But I became a big fan, like I said, of your NWA stuff, and that was just, I think you're on to something there. And
thank you. It's crazy, like Billy and Lagana and people there. Like, I know a few people that worked there, like Marquez and a few producers from Championship Wrestling Hollywood and Royce. But a lot of people there still don't know what I can really do, what I'm fully capable of. And like the way that I fell into NWA was just happening in the right place at the right time. You know?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. How did that happen?
Oh, dude, my journey is so crazy. Like, just the way it lines up. I was supposed to be wrestling in Florida, and a show fell through, so I hit up Yuma at Championship Wrestling from Hollywood. I was like, hey, is that date still available? I'd like to come in. He's like, yeah, no problem. So I come in, and 3 years of working there, I never had a live promo or a backstage promo. I was there early, and they're like, oh, Ziggy, you're here, get dressed, let's cut a promo. I was like, all right. I got dressed. I went out. I said 6 words. Dude. I was immediately pulled into a back office, and David Lagana and Billy Corgan were standing there. And Billy grabs me. He's like, grabs my hand. He's like, Billy Corgan. And in my head, I'm like, damn, dude, I know who you are. Like,
no,
like,
shit.
I love the Smashing Pumpkins.
I was gonna say, I've seen Smashing Pumpkins with Marilyn Manson. Kind of know who you are, buddy.
I saw him on my birthday. I saw.
That's cool.
Smashing Pumpkins on my birthday this year. Right before this happened, and. He's like, man, look at you, your hair, your sunglasses, the fanny pack. He's like, what are you doing December 14th? And in my head, I was like, oh, me and my fiance just planned a snow trip. And I was all, absolutely nothing. I was all free. And he's like, all right. He's like, Dave, I'll reach out to you on Monday, and we'll go from there. He's all, thank you. He's like, but I see you being, like, stuck in the 80s, and it's like 80s territory. I was all, Billy, I was all, that's exactly what I do now. I was all, say no more, you know? But I had no idea what I was going to do. I didn't know if I was going to be part of their, like, Circle Square project or what. And then next thing you know, I'm on the pay-per-view this Friday, undefeated in the NWA. So it's go time, man. I've seen some pretty cool tweets. And, like, people have been saying, like, they don't know the hidden gem that they found in me. And
No, they don't.
I think I stuck with that. And, I mean, that's what... That
and the outlandish thing is, like I said, it's original. It feels different. It feels new.
It catches the eye immediately.
I mean, the flamboyantness of it is just immediately what drove me. And I was like, okay, I'm hooked. Hook, line, sinker.
Like, I had a WWE. I worked WWE in June. I went there. It was my second time working there. The first year, I got a standing ovation for my tryout match. This second year, I got an even bigger reaction. I was wearing one of the loud suits I wore. I literally did 3 magic tricks in the ring and a pin. And everyone was freaking out. I changed 5 single dollar bills into hundreds right in front of their eyes. I was like, Ziggy Dice is absolute money. That's how I started the match.
That's amazing. Like, yeah. I love that.
And then we did my mouth coil spot and the neck breaker. And we got a big standing ovation. I'm wearing one of my pink suits after it's all said and done. And Shane McMahon, he went to the airport. He's like, are you the magic guy that I heard about today? I was like, yes, sir. He's like, can't wait to watch your match. And then Devon comes up to me and Levi Shapiro, who I wrestled.
Holy crap.
He's like, can I critique you guys? And I was like, yes, sir. He's like, the only thing wrong with your match, he's like, there was one thing. I was like, oh, yes, sir, please. He's like, Vince McMahon wasn't there to see it himself. He's like, that was killer. He's like, the characters, the footwork. And I'm like, thank you. So you hear all this. I got Jeff Jarrett coming up to me touching my fanny pack. I got Michael Hayes telling me not to steal his style.
Oh, you know, like, shit. All this,
or like, you look like a superstar. Yeah, yeah. And then nothing. And I didn't hear anything. Nothing. Like, and they told me, oh, we never give anyone standing ovations during those tryout matches. Adam Pearce walked up to me. He's like, so you popped all the boys by the ring, but can you work? And I said, with all due respect, sir, if I would have worked, would you have watched? He's all, probably not. And I was all, well, I got your attention now.
Boom, there you go.
You know, I knew that I've been onto something. I know that I stand out. I know that I've been different. That's been the goal. That's been the whole plan, right? And, like, now that I have a platform, it's go time. Like,
yeah, and you're using it, like, perfectly, I think, especially, like, I mean, I've shown a few people your NWA stuff, and they're already checking it out, like, NWA Power as a whole, just because, like, they like, that's what, you know, I'm 33 years old myself, and that's what drew me in, was characters, just outlandish, off-the-wall characters, and good heels.
Thank you. That's exactly what I base everything off, and I've been told by people, like, oh, that's not going to work in this day and time. And dude, I just kept doing exactly what I've been doing and evolve around the way, change a little bit, and it's worked, man. And now I'm somewhere that has history. I'll be honest with you. If I win that title this Friday night, I will cry.
Oh,
dude. We'll be marking out.
I mean, we're big Arn Anderson fans, so, like, I love that belt. When they told me they were bringing it back, I was like, holy shit.
I listened to his podcast recently last week. And I might listen to it two more times this week to get hype and prepared for the match.
Right.
But just think about it. When you go to that history page, that Wikipedia page, and after I win it, you see my name up there with the other greats, dude. It's
minus Renegade.
Like, you know, like, I already hit the gym. I'm getting my hair bleached tomorrow. I'm tanning on, getting spray tan on Thursday.
This match is going to be awesome, I think. It's going to be really good.
I don't even know who the hell I'm wrestling.
Yeah. The tournament's been really good, is what I meant to say. But because I've always said, I think you needed the title. I mean, I think the man makes the title. And, I mean, that title's already got history, but it'll catapult you. Like Arn Anderson always said, it's his world title. And a lot of.
Exactly. And that's what I love about it. That he was asked, like, oh, would you rather have had the world title? He's like, I'm very happy with what I had. And he made that title.
It made it matter because you could tell, like, authenticity. I think that's where WWE struggles these days, in my opinion, is authenticity and feeling like you can connect in some way to what the person's saying. Even if, like, someone's as outlandish as you are with your character, you could still relate to the overall, I don't know, presentation of it, I guess. And it's just, to me, that's lacking in WWE, especially with its heels.
Yes, and then, like, dude, I have so much more to do. And even watching back, it's like,
you've come really far, and it's impressive.
Thank you.
And then I was even like, I was telling him, I was really like, I didn't know you had trained at Seth Rollins Academy, so that made it even cooler. And I think that'll also catch more fans your way once they realize that, because, you know, there's a lot of Seth marks out there. I mean, I love Seth.
Me too. Like,
I prefer Tyler Black, honestly. But I'm glad he's a heel now. Like, back, because that's where he does his best work, is a heel.
Yeah, dude. I am so like, he is my dream match. I would love to wrestle him one day.
I would love to see that. Like, I think that would be great.
That'd be awesome.
I mean, dude, just the psychology we could do, it just would be.
You guys would be able to pop the crowd so many times. I could just see so many situations where you both would be able to pop the crowd, and it would be awesome. Like, I personally want to see you wrestle Ricky Starks again, like, just one-on-one. I think that, like, he's another gem that I don't think NWA knows they have, because Ricky's crazy good.
He's great, and I said this before doing the promo with him, like, I know I'm witty, and I know I'm clever, and I know I can handle a microphone.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Even with the band, I've had a microphone in my hand since I was 15 years old. Going out there, I was like, dude, I've been watching the show. I'm like, this might be the one motherfucker that can stump me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's good.
And it's just, it fires off so quick. And that's what I love. Like, you can just tell you're naturally comfortable. And that's why it made sense once I realized you had a band. I was like, that's why he's just so good on the mic. I mean, it just, you can tell you, like you said, you've had it in your hand for years.
Yep. And it's a learning thing, you know? And, like, there's some of my good buddies, and I'm cleaning my ears as we do this podcast.
Oh, you're good. You're good.
One of my good buddies, I tell, like, how important that really is. Like, I don't know. I feel that will go a whole whole lot further, and the things that I do will go a whole lot further than me having to flip off some crazy shit. You know,
yeah, I mean, I love flips. I'm a huge Young Bucks guy. Like, I fucking love the Young Bucks.
Yeah,
but at the same time, I do miss the other side of the coin where the psychology was the focal point.
I think you need a good mix of the two.
Yeah,
and I agree. So the way I look at it, how I talk to my buddy about it is being able to save something for that moment. You know, when I really need it. Like, I don't have to do that all the time. It's not my strongest suit. So I'm going to roll with what I'm strong with. That's talking, that's charisma, that's character work, and doing what I do in the ring. Let me save those moments. Doesn't mean I won't do it. Doesn't mean I haven't done it. We did a crazy spot at Party Hard Wrestling, me and this dude Mikey. I took a Spanish fly off of stage onto the floor.
Holy shit.
Dude, it was sick. I'll have to send you that link.
Definitely love to see that.
Like, we've done some cool stuff, and it doesn't mean that I won't do it again. And I in a sick way, I kind of enjoy doing that stuff, you know? I had one death match with Marcus Crane. I don't think I'll have a death match again.
Yeah, that stuff's insanity. I mean,
I got a nice scar on my back, and it hurt really bad. And, yeah, it wasn't for me.
Yeah.
We got to the Moxleys of the world.
Yeah. And I even love, you know, because I'm a huge Cactus Jack mark. So, I mean, I love that stuff too, to a degree, but at the same time, it's definitely not for everybody.
Yeah, dude. And like, I knew I was going to NWA, and Marcus Crane's a good buddy of mine, deathmatch wrestler from GCW, just got back from Japan, and we've been friends for years. And I was like, if I ever do one, I'm gonna do it with him. And I figured that was the time, which was a month and a half ago, and that's it.
Yep.
I don't. My fiance said if I do one more, she will seriously leave me. She was
Yeah, I can imagine someone who loves you watching that's probably not too thrilled.
Yeah, she called into work, and she drove down to L.A. with me. It's a six-hour drive. She drove down with me, and she was very stressed out, so I can't do that to her again.
I can understand that. I mean, I've gone back and watched the Rock and Mankind in 99 Royal Rumble, and that's hard to watch because his kids and his wife are right there in the front row watching him get pummeled in the head with a chair, and it's just like
yeah, like crying and everything.
Yeah, it's hard to watch. I was like, God damn. So, yeah, I can only imagine how that, I mean, just on a lower scale, too, so. But, is there anything you wanted to plug, Zicky?
Dude, if anyone wants to follow the Outlandish journey, I'm on every piece of social media, at Zicky Dice, everywhere. I challenge you all to do so, because there's a lot of things I can't talk about that are coming up, and you just might want to watch.
Oh, yeah.
We definitely will.
We will be. That's good.
All right, well,
we're going to wrap it up here. We want to thank Zicky for joining us, and that was a blast. We will definitely have to do this again, Zicky.
Yes, 100%. You guys are great, and thank you again for having me.
Oh, no, thank you for taking the time, and we appreciate this more than you know, so.
Dude, well, all right. It's no time, and we're on the hard times, and we'll link up after that.
All right, sounds good, Zicky. You have a good one.
Awesome. You too, fellas. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye now. All right, well, that was Zicky Dice, guys. That
boom. That couldn't have gone better.
I'm not gonna lie, Jason and I were nervous as fuck.
My anxiety. I'm still shaking.
But so, that dude is so fucking
down to earth,
dude, personable. Fucking, that was amazing.
He just made Zicky a lifelong fan. I mean, I was already hooked before, but I'm really hooked on him now just because I know he's clearly a cool person and just wants to just. Wants people to join him on this journey, like you said, his journey.
His outlandish journey.
And
I followed during the episode.
Yeah.
I followed him. That was fantastic, man.
That couldn't have gone better. I'm really glad that happened. I was able to make that, we were able to get that settled down. So, and we were able to do two matches. I mean, we can always set something up for the future, too. So I'll have to reach out and see if we can get anybody else on.
Yeah, man, I got to give you credit. You said you were going to pull somebody for an interview eventually, and that was fucking amazing, and there should be more to come.
There will be more to come, and you can always, please, you know, sponsor us on Anchor. That's the
share this episode. Please share this episode.
Oh, yes.
We since we last talked, we actually ended up on a really big podcast.
Yeah, that was cool. That was cool.
If you've ever heard of the Sklar Brothers, they have a podcast called Dumb People Town, where they read news stories sent in by listeners and goof on them. And I sent one in. Usually I send them in under my own.
Yeah.
But I accidentally sent this one in under the IWC Nation name, and they picked it.
And they picked it.
So they talked about the podcast for a second, as well as they could. They couldn't figure out if it was international
or intercontinental wrestling.
But whatever. Yeah, whatever. They still said at IWC Nation on their fucking podcast and gets millions of listens.
For those wondering who don't know, if you happen to listen, it's Internet Wrestling Community.
I know that it doesn't make sense when you say it all together, the Internet Wrestling Community Nation, but whatever.
It's a play on thing. It's like my name's a ginger proxy, okay? I can't be a proxy to a ginger because I'm a fucking ginger, but I had to explain that to somebody. They're like, but you're a ginger, so how can you be a proxy to a ginger? I'm like,
you were a proxy of yourself.
That was, thank you, you got it. Jesus Christ. Like, anyways. Anyway. I digress.
Follow us on the socials. Like and subscribe.
I'm at the Ginger Proxy on Twitter.
Yeah, any way you guys can help out, help us grow bigger, help us get better. I mean, not better. Help us get more guests. No, not trying to throw shade at Zicky there. That was fucking amazing.
That was perfect. That couldn't have gone better.
He will definitely be back on with us.
Oh, for sure. We will have to get him.
Yeah, we'll have to watch more matches.
Well, and we'll get some NWA. I think next time we'll do his NWA match. We'll do like two NWA matches, I think would be good.
Did he maybe do a little spoiler there?
About what?
When he said, when I win?
Oh. No, I think
he was speaking in hypothetical. Yeah. But maybe.
I think he's going to win. I mean, he's just the biggest name since they've announced the tournament, and the attention, at least from my perspective, I could be wrong, but he's garnered the most attention. He stood out the most next to Ricky Starks. That's why I brought him up. So it's going to be one of those two.
I think Ricky's been there longer, so he might have the edge.
He may,
but I think you're better served putting it on Ricky
on the heel first, yeah. And then have Ricky.
Well, if it's gonna be booked like old fucking territory wrestling, then it's gonna go on the heel first.
Yes, I just think that's a smart decision. I mean, you look back what we're talking about Arne Anderson. I mean, each one of his reigns was a year, I think, or close to it.
Right.
So I mean, you want to do that and put it on a heel because then you build that anticipation for when he fucking loses it. I mean, it's just simple booking, and I miss it, to be honest.
Right.
And that's what makes NWA Power so good. Like, and you need to check out more NWA Power, and you check out more Zicky Dice.
Do it. All right, guys. Look forward to more weekly episode. We're gonna get back on schedule.
Yeah, it's just been a hectic couple of months.
So, anyway, this is our big coming back.
We're plowing into 2020 like a fucking prom date.
The 2020 belongs to the IWC Nation podcast.
Yes, it does. All right,
guys, we're going to call it a day. I need to eat some food.
Boop.
Good night now.